From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata City Council meets Wednesday at 6 p.m. Among the items on the agenda, using state emergency communications funds to buy dispatch equipment and furniture to the tune of $32,000. Also, they'll consider adoption of a resolution to transition 100% to renewable electrical energy and authorizing $72,000 for the purchase of an industrial-sized lawnmower. The case of a strange item found Friday night in Cutton remains under investigation. It was found in the gravel median at the intersection of Campton and Walnut Roads. The Humboldt County Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was dispatched to the scene and located that item underneath a vinyl sign there. The California Highway Patrol responded to help out, temporarily closing both Walnut and Campton Roads. The EOD team deployed a remote-controlled robot, rendering the suspicious item safe. Starting tomorrow and running through July 31st, Humboldt's Community Services District will be in the area of Lilac Lane performing a new service hookup. Work will be in the road and sidewalk areas. Be cautious of work crews and vehicles if you're in that area during that time. Police say one person died in a crash that happened when a vehicle left Highway 36 east of the Shasta-Trinity County line. A large SUV was found far off the roadway. CHP says in a traffic incident information page that a person was found dead in the SUV and there is a mention of a weapon being found. The investigation continues into what happened and whether there is a crime involved in the accident. Well, you can see what Humboldt County employees are paid through an update to the Government Compensation in California website. It now includes 2017 self-reported payroll data for cities and counties. The data covering 675,000 positions and a total of nearly $46 billion in 2017 wages for 54 counties and 473 cities. Tick season is upon us, and the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services reminding people to protect themselves and their animals. The tiny spider-like bugs attach themselves onto the skin of people and animals and feed on their blood. While many ticks are not harmful, there are some that transmit disease. Only one tick found locally can transmit the bacterium that causes Lyme disease, the Western black-legged tick. If you find a tick attached to your skin, use fine-tip tweezers to grasp the tick as close to the surface of the skin as possible. Public Health Lab offers free tick identification. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.